How long are we supposed to wait until these fools return? That king of theirs will be fully grown by the time the news we learn.
It seems to us your worries deep about the phantom child indeed. We truly hope your mind will cease to be concerned by birth and breed.
My reason, yes, my feeling, no, denies the possibility of truth. It's nevertheless time to know what my intuition confirms without the need for proof.
We truly hope your mind will cease to be obsessed by such concerns. There are matters far more serious than this that our common sense discerns.
What do they know of regal fear? Their responsibility is limited to what they're willing to hear. Beyond that, I'm the one who'll bear the consequences of what decisions I dare. I know this babe is no fiction of sorts. His possible reign is not a notion one simply aborts. The question is, do I wait and see what his intentions are likely to be? By reason, yes, by feeling, no, I'll be damned if I risk to manhood that he wrote. I better stop his career right here so that I may sleep serene for many a year.
We truly hope your mind will cease to be obsessed by such concerns. There are matters far more serious than this that uncommon sense deserves.
Enough of your squawking, you have demanded proud. I have made up my mind, and I'll say it clear out loud. Since we have no inkling how this child to trace, and the flight of those men, only treachery betrays. I hereby decree and irrevocably ordain that all infants to the age of 2 be eliminated and slain.
What?
I repeat, I hereby decree and irrevocably ordain that all infants to the age of 2 be eliminated and slain.
Slain? Ordain? What kind of insanity is this? The royal brain must refrain from inanities like this.
I am your king.
We don't dispute that.
Then do as I order.
We can't possibly do that.
Then you too shall be slain.
Will it have to come to that?
You've given me no choice.
This is blackmail, and the worst one at that.
Take it or leave it. And that's that.